I'm with you all the way, dude, but I just don't know. I'm still shocked.
Trust me. We're doing what's necessary. He will answer for everything.
I trust you. Make Robert's death mean something. Stop this war for us and for them.
You are more than my team. So is he.
Commander, Her Grace Twilight has sent us to your aid. The military police is at your disposal.
I got you. Surround the entire cantina and anyone raising arms against our people.
As you command. All units, move out!
Let's go, let's go! Come on, go, go, go!
Spread out!
Where is the gate?
Real Fielder, what a surprise. I can't believe it's you.
No. I can't believe it's you.
The race traitor goes a potty mouth yet again, everyone. Please do go on about how you're still the hero, but you left your people to die.
So what was that about me being a race traitor? Leaving people behind it to suffer? I'll tell you right now. Grubber exposed everything. I'm not the one that kneels the Grogar and manipulate creatures to fight wars for him to continue destabilizing entire factions. Including your own.
Hold it. So you found out.
You will answer for everything you've done. And rest assured, I'll make this just as personal.
Good.
I want to understand, Bo. Why did you do this? I don't want to believe it's really you.
Believe it. I want you to know it's me. I want you to understand what you've done and how you're the one destabilizing our dimensions. What it makes my work necessary. Do you want to know what your friendship will really do to Equestria? To the people you want to free from this? To us? It will only enslave all of them. And us.
But do you understand what your work is doing to us? Twilight and all the other species, their leaders, have united us to end the dimensional unrest Grogar created. The families you swore to protect from the unbalance are missing their fathers, their mothers, sons, and daughters because of you helping him reach that goal. Your humanity is not better off with him, even if he reaches it. But if you still want to support him for that, while proclaiming to speak up for your and my people, while you disavow and kill them when they turn against you for defending their families, then who is really the race traitor between us?
Us? Your humanity? My people? Listen to yourself. Do you even understand? Just because your praise, your goals, and dreams as defiant and liberating doesn't mean they will remain that way. If you think the rebellion is equal to balance and justice, then let me tell you something. The Nazis started as a rebellion. The communists started as a rebellion. Every event, any creature's history that was sentient enough to make its defiant mark was built upon the principles you claim to defend from you pony kind. But ironically enough, won't hesitate to use as boost against your enemies. Enemies who could have been former allies. Yet, some point, serve as your cattle.
The only people who called me a rebel were the people who wanted me to do what they wanted. Me and many more humans, let alone any other creature who stand with me for saying this, can confirm that to you. Twilight does not need to distance herself from something she hasn't done, nor ever will do. We did not start all of this, but we will end it.
But until you actually end it, you will only stimulate it. So I'll say it again for you. Don't talk to me about your united peace if you remain willing to keep waging war for it.
We will not distance ourselves. But if you want to talk about defiance, then let's talk about how we already established the peace humanity couldn't. How we already went through the face you fought to destroy everyone. Equestria doesn't need to prove anymore what kind of civilization it is to anyone or anything. They have created the beautiful world we always believed in and answer for it to no one. The only one who showcases defiance against that is you.
Then clearly, you don't know anything about standing with principles, let alone show me proof you've done the thing you claim here.
I have shown you principles. We have shown you we stand with them when we saved any creature we could, including yours, from a civil war not any of us chose to fight. When we gave the freedom to let any creature speak for their own. And that, of course, it wasn't always easy, but never went with the doubt that it wasn't worth fighting for. And so no one else will ever have to again. And for that, you almost killed my son.
I know. But I'll tell you loud and clearly, your ideology, what you fight for, and for your son as well, has only caused more disarray and conflict on Earth. More people start to see things the way you guys do. Start to set aside their difference with things they never should have. Their identity, their skills, their technology. It was at that moment I and others begin to realize they've learned nothing from our history or present, of course. People didn't just die because we united and fought off who opposed us. People died and will die because what you perceive as friendship now will one day manipulate you into attempting to play like a god. And either of us or you will become the cattle because you lost restraint, repeating the history over and over. I will punish and control those who think they can defy before I let that happen. I know what you think. I'm sick. I'm a terrible villain. But rest assured, I won't run away from telling it in your face and let you live it. You at least can. Unlike those you left behind when you fought those foolish Stormkin, regardless if they did by their own free will or not. Or rather, you had been the one to lay down his life.
Say it!
I hate it that your son must endure the punishment for your betrayal. I truly wish him and your mare a peaceful and loving life. But if his destiny is meant to follow your steps into protecting your defiant empire that will damage our entire existence, our laws of nature, our universe, I'm glad I would have done it.
But you didn't.
Easy, Arch, easy.
You missed. He will have every right to his revenge, but I know he will stop the cycle that you try to fuel. He will finish what his mother started, and what this universe united all of us for. He will overcome you.
Then let him witness the apocalypse you're about to pull all of your people into. Because I assure you, when nature is done delaying with avenging the office committed against her, only then will you see that my cruelness would have saved him from her rectification.
The misguided rectification that is yours, not that of nature.
I know how you feel. I understand your anger and hurt for atrocity I committed. An atrocity that was an act of war. But if yourselves refuse to see that your color culture and defiance is what you'll be for undoing every creature, then consider this. What do you think my men would have done to your allies if I don't continue this work? What our stallions would have done to your mares and foals to correct its population? Can you see the amount of suffering and pain I will save you from? Or am I still the race traitor here?
It hurts me more than you think. The people we lost, the things we've seen, we pray others will never have to, what damaged us. You and I both have seen that. But the phrases you use to try and persuade us for that won't hit us anymore. Call us crazy for it all you want. All that war is a symptom of man's failure as a thinking animal. So if saving humans, ponies, griffins, zebras, any creature out there from this conflict and choosing our freedom and families over fighting a war that isn't ours anymore, what you think should make us human, then I'm proud to have left behind my humanity. I'm proud. proud to stand with my love and our young for the beautiful world we believe in. Like an animal, I'm proud to be a race traitor.
Filthy race traitor scum! How can you do this?
Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Alright then. Filthy race traitor scum! You can change the world and dream you believe in for your family. But not their fates.
Stay back!
This is our chance! We can kill them! Do it!
No. Let them stand for their equestria. Let Real live what he feels for his flourishing and their abomination. He at least can. The filthy race traitor. Out of our respect of our old friendship, I will give you this one only. Do not interfere with our operations. Do not attend to rescue. Do not come to Earth, or I will do the things for Earth similar to what you did for Equestria. Shadow Bolts with me.
No. Real, don't let them.
No. No. It's okay. I'm still standing with all of you. With her. I let them do it. I know I'm responsible for this too. But I'm not gonna. Equestria doesn't. You, Discord, Ezekiel, Soaring, Twilight, anybody in here. My Fluttershy. My son. This isn't your war anymore.
Real?
You matter more to me than anything else. Whatever happens, you are my team.
As long as our families are in danger, I am with you. I'm not letting you fight this alone.
And I'm not letting you risk your own life for mine. I won't let it happen again that they'll miss you too when all of this is over. I'm getting you home.
Real. I won't let you destroy yourself. Like you always have to save us. You deserve to be home too. We might not fix all of this. This might continue. But you can bet you'll never face it alone. Stay strong. For then.
As I keep holding on unto what I feel for all of you, I will always have you and will be able to face anything.
I'm sticking right here with you. Friendship may not always be easy,
but there is no doubt it's worth fighting for.
Real, home is where the heart is, and yours has always been for us. And if that makes us the enemy to them, then this proud race traitor stands with you too. You got me.
You got me.
Right, you got me.
You got me.